must have been some cyclone.
Oh, it was. It's one you may have read about it. It went where I stayed on and went through Albuquerque and killed lots of people in Albuquerque.
Yes, I have read about that.
Yeah, I know you have.
Well, that's one of the worst ones they've ever had.
Worst one's ever been through here, and that was in 1908.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember hearing people tell about that.
Yeah, well, we was right in the center of it. We was right in the heart of it.
But you say your daddy saw it coming.
Yeah, he saw it coming up across the field. Mm-hmm. And he was hurt internally. There's some scans hit him across, and we had to help him up all that year.
Mm-hmm.
As when he could go all right after he got up, but we'd have to help him get up off the bed.
Right.
And my husband's daddy, he was hurt so bad he died in August after that cyclone passed through. Never did get over.
Well, that's sounds like it did about as much damage here as it did in Albertville.
Yes, it did.
Did it kill anybody around here?
Well, there's some killed over across the river and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't none killed right in High Mound. Of course, Joe's daddy's death was caused from it, but
he
didn't die till August.
Yeah.
We all lived over it. And I remember when that cyclone hit the house. I'm talking just like a...
No, I'd like to hear about it. The cyclone hit the house. What happened?
Well, it come from the east first, just sucked the wind, just sucked the suction around.
Mm-hmm.
You know how suction will do. Well, we had a big hall in our house, and Mama and all of us children, she had four children at that time, and we was all in the hall. Well, he'd come down through that hall and broke all the dishes off of the table, broke all of our dishes before the cyclone ever hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it hit, she had pushed a door, bed across the door from the west. I reckon the poor thing thought that it would stop the winds, Well, the head of that bed, when the wind hit so hard, it blowed me in at the head of that bed, and I was just going over and over, and planks hitting me in the face and knocking me. They just as fast as they could, as fast as they could, and one of them knocked me out, and I didn't know nothing else till I come to after the cyclone was done gone, and I was standing up when I come to myself.
You were standing up?
Standing up.
Well, that's very strange that you'd be standing up.
Yes, there he is. I reckon the cyclone just left me standing there.
And you had the stick through your arm.
I had the stick through my arm, and my face was just beat all to pieces. They had to put slippery on poultices on my face for 2 days and nights to draw that bruised blood and get me to where I could see.
I had forgotten about slippery on poultices.
It did. That's what they put on my face. That's what the doctor told them. They put me to bed and just put them slippery on my horse and on my face.
Mm-hmm. And did it hurt anybody else in your family?
Oh, yes. My mother was hurt. She had a place about that long on her thigh there. It just took out the whole meat to the bone, and it didn't bleed a drop. But she didn't walk none for about a couple of weeks.
Well, how about your brothers and sisters? Right?
Well, they wasn't none of them hurt, seriously. They was all smaller than I was. I was the oldest, and they weren't hurt seriously.
Well, that's really something.
It sure is something. It's something I hope I don't ever have to go through with.
Well, when the cyclone left, the house was just all down.
Oh, it was all gone. They was part of one room that the floor was together. That's all it was together.
My goodness. I just don't see how you made it through.
Well, I don't either. Well, if the good Lord hadn't been there, we wouldn't have never made it. We'd all been killed, but he was right there with us.
That's a fact.